Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
And UB would finish out their game last night against Vermont with a 94-90 win. And that puts them at 5-0. For the first time since the Nate Oates era, it has been a hot start to the year for the UB men. Also wins at DePaul over Southern Miss, Green Bay, and RIT as well. They have not scored under 80 points. They've scored over 80 points in all of their games but one, that win over DePaul. Then they get the win over Vermont last night, 94, and it was in regulation as well. And for more on the hot start to this year, we go to the Western Hotline as UB men head coach George Halkovich joins the show. Coach, good morning. Thanks for jumping on. I know it was a little last minute.
Oh, man, we're here, man. Thanks, Zach. It's great to be on with you, brother.
So, I mean, like, let's just get right to it. You know, I think for a lot of fans, the last 2 years have been a bit of a struggle, and I can imagine for you and your staff it has been too. What has changed, both internally and, you know, I guess externally as well, to see such a fast start for you guys?
Full transparency, and I think I mentioned this to Sal a couple weeks ago when I talked to Sal. Mm-hmm. We, you know, in this day and age, NIL and rev share is a real thing. We had to play a little catch up. I knew when we got this job that was something that we had to kind of build when we got here. It took a little while, but, you know, thankfully, you know, the university stepped up for us in a big way. And then we also had some other people, donors step up, and we're able to build, you know, enough of a rev share and NIL, you know, war chest, I guess, for lack of better words, to be able to go out and, you know, put together a team that I thought would be able to be, you know, experienced enough and then with enough talent to really be able to compete in the MAC and then also in our non-conference. And, you know, I think that's been the biggest difference. You know, obviously, we have some guys that are older that have been here a while, especially like a Ryan Sable. So when you get guys in the program for 3 years like him, or Noah Batchelor and Tim Oboe in their second year, but three of those guys returning that started a lot of games last year. And then bring in experienced, really good players. Obviously, you know, Daniel Freitag has had an unbelievable start to the year, as well as Angelo Brizzi. Two really talented, I believe, high major level guards, along with other guys that are just great guys that come in and give us great versatility off the bench that are older and experienced. So that's really what it's been.
And you mentioned Daniel Freitag there as well. If people don't know, former Wisconsin player, four-star recruit when he did go to Wisconsin, and he has just been on a tear. I was able to attend the RIT game where he pitched a 10 at the free throw line. It was phenomenal to watch. It just felt like every time he drove in, he was going to the free throw line. And then last night, 33 points. I mean, he looks to me, Coach, like an all-MAC player, a guy that can maybe compete for the MAC Player of the Year. And to be able to bring in that former kind of high-end high school recruit, that's got to be so exciting for fans locally.
Oh no, when I recruited Daniel, he's an exciting player. He's playing great and playing the way, you know, we want him to be playing, just making all the right plays. You know, he's unselfish. He doesn't just go and try to score. He makes plays for other guys, and other guys have really been great for us. I think those three guards in particular, Freetag, Brizzy, and Sable, have been just tremendous, all playing off each other. And Daniel knows, you know, when you play with other really good guards, like Brizzy, like Sable, DJ Talton as well, that frees up a lot for you. You know, Noah Batchelor, when you have a lot of shooting, which we do, it makes it easier for Daniel to go out and be able to play one-on-one, which he's also great at doing as well. So he's exciting. I know he's a high major guard. We got lucky getting him here. You know, I'm going to do everything I can to keep him here. And, you know, right now, though, we're just focused one game at a time. And I'm just proud of the growth this team and Daniel has had thus far.
We'll get to the schedule that's upcoming, because I know you guys are going to have a trip down to Florida in just a few days here. But you mentioned Ryan Sable, and he's somebody I definitely wanted to kind of point at, because we opened up the conversation talking about the struggle for the first 2 years. Ryan's been there, though, since the beginning. You know, he's kind of, I guess, built up, you know, the calluses and what have you. But how important is it to still have some of those players that have grown with you once you got the job?
Yeah, it's invaluable. He's our captain, you know. He's our captain. He's our leader. A guy that does not have to learn anything for the first time with me. A guy that, you know, can calm us in moments. Sometimes when you feel like your backs are against the wall, he knows how to just say, hey, you know, we talk about having a great attitude and responding and next play mentality. He embodies that and believes in it. And when you got a guy that could go out in game one, and I think at 32 in our opening game, but then he does not need to score that. And I think I don't even know what he had the next game. He might have had 7 points. I know he had 7 points in one game, and he's just as happy for our success. When you have a guy like that, that, you know, has put in the work, has just bought in, and he's Mr. Buffalo through and through. He embodies all of our mentality, that all-in grit mentality that we keep trying to build here. And I think because of him, we've been able to do that, and this team believes in it. And, you know, you need to have that if you're going to have guys night in, night out, different guys step up, which we've had. You know, but, you know, with him, Freetag, especially those two guys with Angelo Brizzy, when you got three guards like that, man, it's fun to coach those guys, because, you know, they're going to try to figure it out, make plays for each other, and make it easy on everybody else.
And it is an older room, too, with the guards. Angelo Brizzy, I believe, is a graduate senior as well, that you've been able to bring in. And that's kind of been the thing with mid-major programs, is you want to have that experience. You want to have the guys that kind of the work pail have been there and done that. And I think Brizzy kind of fits that.
Yeah, I coached Brizzy at Villanova, right? So this is the uniqueness of him. And everything went into the thought process of building out this roster was like, you know, in this day and age of college basketball, we got very lucky. I got a guy that's definitely heard these same mentalities. We have a lot. We do a lot of the same things that we did at Villanova. And I think you have to get the personnel to fit the style of play. And he fit the style of play when we brought him into Villanova. Daniel Freetag fit the style of play. And now that's Buffalo basketball, right? Ryan Sable is just developed in this system. So to have a guy that that knows the mentality we have as a fifth year here, is very unique for us. And again, it's another guy that knows exactly what we're saying, isn't hearing certain things for the first time as well. So it gives us a calmness and a presence to then be able to go out and do what we do. And, you know, he knows, because he was lucky enough to be a part of success early on in his career there, that if we do these things all together, it could really lend us a high level of success.
UV men's head coach George Halkovich here on the Wester Hotline. And coach, let's look at the 5-0 start that you guys have had. And I think for many here locally, really what got you guys on the map was that win at DePaul. You mentioned you're at Villanova. You were with Jay Wright's staff for a number of years. You are very familiar with DePaul. But how big of a win was that, both for your staff and for the team, to kind of really get this year underway?
It was big. I mean, we look at every game one game at a time. I know it sounds like coach speak, but you have to. You know, you can't get too high. You can't get too low. You got to just keep focused on getting better. These guys came in June and just kept working. And they had a mission that they were on, and we were on. And you know, we went into that the ball game, and I always bring up the Syracuse exhibition for us.
Yeah.
You know, we battled in that game and got back in it, gave ourselves a chance at the end. And Syracuse is a really good team, you know, and, you know, we...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
We're in that environment down at Key Bank, and that was like great for us. It felt like an NCAA tournament game in there. You know, our fans, Syracuse fans, great excitement. But our guys knew after that game, and sometimes you got to go through stuff like, hey, we could compete with the big boys. And we're, you know, and I knew we had athleticism. I knew, you know, I had belief in this team, but part of it's just like going through things for the first time, right? So I think that Syracuse game really lent us great experience going into the start of our season. And then going out to the fall, we just went in confident, and we knew we were going to have to defend and rebound and be the more physical team. And on that night, you know, we were. And that really was the difference in that game. So, you know, obviously, you know, you look at each game and you say, hey, we got to now. The great thing is you believe more, and you got your guys' attention that, hey, we could go out and do anything. We could win different ways. We could win a grind-out battle at the Paul. We could go play a really high-octane offensive team against Vermont and do our thing and score against them, right? So we know we could win different ways. We got a lot of work to do. But, yeah, that DePaul one was huge for our program. And I was just really glad for our guys to be able to all enjoy that together, yeah, going into the road environment like that, have a great road attitude and come out with the win.
And then the Vermont win last night, which I believe is going to be your last home game until December 6th when you host St. Bonaventure. But, you know, in regulation, for a college game to go 94-90, I mean, that's a heck of an offensive performance. And, you know, as great as the DePaul game one, it's the only one where you guys haven't scored at least 80 points. I mean, what can you point to with that offensive explosion? You've mentioned Ryan Sable. He starts the year off at 32, but he's bounced around, you know, having single-digit, you know, scoring nights. Daniel Freitag has led the way the last two games. It does seem like it's a very balanced squad.
It is. I don't know the exact stat now, but I know, like, what we got, those two are averaging 15 plus for the season. I think Freitag is over 20. And Brizzy's up, and we got multiple guys that could go for double digits. And we always talk about, it's amazing what we can accomplish if no one cares who gets the credit, right? And this team embodies that. They always give each other the credit if they have a great offensive game of scoring, which is unique for guys their age. But we brought in guys with high character that understood they wanted to be a part of something bigger than themselves, right? Now, the style of play thing, sometimes you're going to have to win different ways, right? And that's the versatility of this team allows us to do that. You know, we have a physical presence with Tim Oboe inside, and then we can bring in Ezra McKenna, who's a real stretch inside-out presence as a five-man. You know, we have good depth. We have good guys off the bench, undersized four-man, and Mykael Pocknet. And he's kind of the opposite of like Noah Batchelor. Noah Batchelor's a 3-point shooting four man, and then we got a bully ball four man in Mikal. So again, and DJ Talton kind of comes in and he could come in and run the point for us to get free tag off the ball. We have a lot of different guys in versatility, which allows us to be able to go and grind a game out and be more physical and grind out a 60-some point win at DePaul. But then we also have guys that, if we need to, we could play and have to outscore a really talented offensive team against Vermont. Now, I would rather the DePaul games. Mm-hmm. I'd rather be doing that and playing defense like that. And, you know, but, you know, I know the fans love the high-octane scoring games, and I'd love for us to have the first half against DePaul, which we did offensively, and carry that over to the second half. But you know, sometimes it happens. You got to be able to win different ways. And, you know, just really proud of our guys. They're really mentally tough and a resilient group. And, you know, we're just going to keep getting better one day at a time here.
I knew you'd say that about the DePaul game. Like, that's how you want to play. That's the Big East coaching you, Coach. I fully understand it as somebody that watches the Big East a lot. Like, that's – you hear anyone's like, it's like, it's going to be a rock fight. It's going to be a hard-fought game. But it might wind up in the 80s. It might wind up in the 50s. It is what it is. Next up for you guys, though, it's going to be a road trip. You guys are heading down to Florida, the Fort Myers tournament, Monday, 2:30, taking on VMI, and then Wednesday at 1:30, taking on Bucknell. Then you come back to Western New York at Canisius, and then, as I mentioned, your next home game in Alumni Arena, Saturday, December 6th at St. Bonaventure. It's a nice schedule for you guys, even later on in the non-conference as well, taking on at East Carolina. You know, creating that non-conference schedule, is that important for you guys and your staff to build out with good quality opponents?
Yeah, definitely. You know, you definitely want to be tested. You want to go in and have to battle teams, and you know, you got to be able to play anybody, right? And if you are lucky enough to, you know, in our league, it's really one bid league, but if you're lucky enough to go on and win your conference tournament and then play in the NCAA tournament or play postseason basketball in some capacity, if you get to the NIT, say, you got to be able to go up and play against teams that are, you know, high major level, top tier level teams with that kind of talent. So getting tested early on really helps you prepare for conference play and lets you understand like the level that you need to have going into conference play. But it also prepares you hopefully for, you know, like going into Florida and playing two tough teams that are going to be stylistically a little different and they're going to bring it. And, you know, you play one on Monday and then you play one on Wednesday. If you're lucky enough to make the NCAA tournament, that's like playing, you know, the Thursday, Saturday, or Friday, Sunday, right? So you kind of look at those tournaments like that, but also the non-conference really prepares you for saying, you know, if you're lucky enough to get the postseason play, you got to then be ready to prepare for teams that you haven't seen all year.
Yeah, absolutely. Coach, we'll let you go here. Thank you so much for jumping on with us. Again, it was a little last minute, but thank you so much. Hopefully we can talk again soon, and good luck the rest of the way.
Anytime, Zach. We really appreciate it. We need everybody to keep coming out. Come watch us in Alumni Arena. Looking forward to the Bonaventure game after our Florida road trip. But thanks so much, and go Bulls.
Go Bulls. Thank you so much, Coach. That was Coach George Halkovich, UB Men, on the Wester Hotline. I wanted to attend that Bonaventure game so bad, even before the start got really good. I'm somebody that has mentioned with college basketball, it is my love, it is my baby, and I wanted to go to that game. I'm on vacation, though. I am in Florida. So when UB comes back, I will then be leaving for Florida.
Of course. And that's like, always how it works out, isn't it?
I'm like, oh, like that'd be a great game. I got to attend the RIT one, but I'll be honest, after last night's win, I'm like, give me Woj and the Bonnies versus, you know, this new-look Bulls team and what they've got. Daniel Freitag would have been great. I didn't get to mention it with Coach, and I hope the stats stay the same for when we can talk again soon, but he mentioned Noah Batchelor, one of their other guards. He's only averaging 7.4 points per game. However, he's averaging 58.8% from 3-point. He is a corner shooter. That's who he is. He takes like 3 or 4 a game, and he's almost at 60% from 3. Just absolutely incredible. They're scoring a lot of points. Not surprised, though. You know, coming from the Big East, that coach would want to play a little bit, you know, more defense. I can understand that. But boy, are they an entertaining watch up to this point. 803-0550, the number to call. We've also had some Buffalo Bills news. We'll get to that when we come back and get you ready for Sabres Live as well. You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on WGR.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer.
Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.